It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome, everyone, to 2026 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. January the 2nd, off and running with our first sports broadcast of the year. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Bobby, back in studio, and we got a great doubleheader here coming up for you to start off the new year. It's the Centralia Panthers taking host of the Clifton Clyde Eagles down here in at Centralia, Kansas. First up, we'll have our girls matchup between Centralia and Clifton Clyde. And then to follow, we'll have our boys matchup between the Panthers and the Eagles. Taking kind of a look here at the night, looking here at the girls matchup that we'll have first up, the Centralia Panthers off to a 2-2 start on the season. On the girls' side, they won their first two games of the season against Nemaha Central and St. Mary's, 47-34 in the first win, and then over St. Mary's, 65-19. However, they're on a two-game skid with losses against Silver Lake, 58-47, and against the Valley Heights Mustangs, 62-54. However, that game did not count towards the Twin Valley League, as Centralia will take on Valley Heights one more time during the season later on in the year. But this will be the first Twin Valley League matchup for both teams in the first league game of the year. This is going to be a huge one for both of these teams. We talked about Centralia. Let's talk a little bit about Clifton Clyde. Started the year off with the win over Republic County, 47-34, loss against Sacred Heart, but since that point, they have won five straight games. Royal Vista, Century, and Chase County all in the Harrington tournament, going 3-0, sweeping the way, beating Chase County again in the tournament from back-to-back seasons now, 57-26 in this year's victory, and then also win over Beloit St. John Sipton, 53-40, and then a win over Bishop Seabury Academy, 66-16. Again, this Clifton Clyde team last year went to the state tournament, fell short of going to the state tournament because of this Centralia Panthers girls team. Clifton Clyde and Centralia, they both matched up in the sub-state championship game, which unfortunately for the Clifton Clyde Eagles, but fortunately enough for the Centralia Panthers, they came away with that victory, 54-43. Centralia would, of course, go on to become an undefeated 26-0 team to win the Class 1A Division 1 state tournament last season. So a little bit of a vengeance game here for the Clifton Clyde Eagles trying to get their revenge from last year's bounce-out game against Centralia in that sub-state championship. But you talk about players coming into today's matchup. It's going to be interesting. Clifton Clyde returns one of the best players in the state with Sebby Wirtz. The Centralia Panthers, they lost one of the best players in the state in Owen Dieters, but they returned lots of firepower. And, of course, we'll have our boys match up a little later into the night as well. The Centralia boys here off to a 1-3 start on this season. They picked up their first win against Valley Heights in the last game, 64-33. Before that, they had lost three straight against Nemaha Central, St. Mary's, and Silver Lake. While Clifton Clyde, the Eagle boys, being head coached here by first-year Danon Kistner. Last season, the Eagles had their sixth state appearance as a program, going 17-16 overall. The Eagle boys lost their first game of the season against Republic County. However, they were able to bounce back with four straight wins, Sacred Heart, Royal Vista, Century, and Chase County. However, they are on a two-game skid with losses against Beloit St. John Sipton, 68-39, and against Bishop Seabury Academy, 62-53. So again, our boys match up. We'll go on after our girls match up with our again upcoming game here, the Centralia Panthers and the Clifton Clyde Eagles, both Class 1A Division 1 opponents, and both Twin Valley League teams. All right, we're gonna take a 3-minute break. We'll come right back and we'll dive right into this girls matchup. A little more pregame action coming up on the way here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance and Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance and Seneca, we service what we sell.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop Albemarle Lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. As we step into 2026, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We're people you know and care you trust.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
A start of a new year, 2026, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, and plenty of teams coming in here today looking with some New Year's resolutions. Of course, getting some wins, and of course, trying to get back to the state tournament, and of course, be Twin Valley League champions. Centralia, they were the Twin Valley League champions last season. Clifton Clyde, just 2 years ago, they were the Twin Valley League champions. As again, we have our girls matchup coming up here. The Centralia Panthers of Class 1A Division 1 taking host to the Clifton Clyde Eagles of Class 1A Division 1. It's a Twin Valley League matchup all here 92.1 KMZA. Again, I said we're going to dive right into this girls matchup, and we are. We got about 8 minutes, 34 seconds until tip-off, but before then, let's talk about this girls game upcoming here again. Centralia, head coach by Dusty Thompson. His fourth season, he is 64-15 in his tenure with the Panthers. 26-0 last year, 10-0 in the Twin Valley League. Not only taking the Twin Valley League, but also taking the state championship. It was a great year there for the Centralia Panthers, beating Little River 50-43 in the state title game, getting a little bit of revenge there against the Little River Redskins, as they have been beaten by them in the volleyball state title just a couple of months prior, which has just been really impressed by that Centralia team, be able to make that bounce back, that switch around, come back, get the revenge in the basketball season. Of course, they have the same thing they can do this year. They lost to Little River in the state title again this year. They have a chance they can go on and win another state title. But so far, rocky start for the Centralia Panthers, at least compared to the previous years. Here a 2-2 start. They've lost their last two games against Silver Lake and against the Valley Heights Mustangs. But the Clifton Clyde Lady Eagles, they are on a nice stretch where they have won 5 consecutive games. Clifton Clyde Eagles, they are head coached by Kieran Wirtz. She is in her 13th season and is 164-115 in her career. Now, taking a look at both these teams and who they're replacing, who they're bringing back, look at the overall firepower. The Centralia Panthers bring way more here back to their team. They return 9 letter winners and 3 starters. They have 2 seniors, 6 juniors, 6 sophomores, and 6 freshmen on this stout and loaded team with just great upperclassmen. You got Cora Thompson, Josie Haber, Kiama Lindy Factor, Hayden Kramer, Keelan Renzi. Of course, Tava Gibbs makes her return tonight here for the Centralia Panthers after not playing the first four games of the year. But despite returning four players, four quality lettermen, you look at Clifton Clyde, and they have one of the best players in the entire state here tonight on this floor. That's Sebby Worth, a 5'6" senior, 4-year starter, an all-leaguer and all-state returner from last year who averaged 23 points per game last season. Well, guess what? She's bringing it back this year. She's running the track again, 23 points per game so far for the 2025-2026 season. Last year, she was 42% around the arc and 85% from the free throw line. She's a stout player. She knows how to get it done on every aspect, every location on the court. Already 165 points on this season. She is on a tear, and the Centralia Panthers are going to have to find a way to address her here in this matchup. So when we talk about keys here, I just mentioned one of them. Centralia, they're going to have to limit the top scorer, one of the best players here in the state and the classification, and probably in all classifications in Kansas, in Sebby Worth. Stopping her is going to be key. But you look over here, what's Clifton Clyde going to do? Well, you got to stop kind of the spread of the Centralia Panthers. They bring back so much talent from the top down to the bottom down their roster. Multiple players making league and honorable mentions, and also state honorable mentions as well. If you look at one of the players, particularly in Tava Gibbs, who's a first-team Twin Valley League returner, she hadn't played the first four games of the season. She was out due to injury. So, you know, you look at those two games Centralia did lose. If you bring a player like her, put her on the court, does that change the outcome? Not too sure, but I can tell you this. Go throw her on the court, you got better chances at winning games. If Centralia brings back a player who's averaging 12 points a game last year and 8 rebounds a game, again, that all in Tava Gibbs, the senior poster for the Centralia team. And it looks to get out on a hot start here. She won't be on the starting lineup, but she'll be quickly in off the bench here for this Centralia team. So, again, look for a number. Excuse me, the junior in Tava Gibbs. So, again, look for her name as she'll be making her appearance here in 2026 for the first time on the court against Clifton Clyde. So we talked there, some keys. We're going to take one more step aside, 3-minute break. We'll come back. We'll give you starters, and then we'll get right on to the tip-off here on KNZA on 2.1 KNZA Centralia, taking on the Clifton Clyde Eagles.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, activity director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities. Volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shot. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
My name is Denise, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for over 10 years. Chiropractic care has really helped me with my migraine headaches and has also helped me care for my family, including my special needs daughter. Dr. Lukert and his staff are always welcoming and attentive. Regular chiropractic care has helped me meet my daily challenges, stay involved in extra activities I enjoy, and is an essential part of my life. I would highly recommend Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness to you and your family.
Kansaland Radio.
New year here on the MSC Sports Radio Network here 2026. Our first matchup of the new year is the Centralia Panthers of Class 1A Division 1 taking host and taking on the Clifton Clyde Eagles here also of Class 1A Division 1. A Twin Valley League matchup here as well. We got one more segment here before we get on the way of the national anthem coming up here in a minute or two. So real quick, let's look at the starting lineups for both teams, starting off with the away team in the Clifton Clyde Lady Eagles being led here by Sebby Words, a 5'6" senior who has 23.6 points per game this season, leading the team with also 7.1 rebounds per game. Also, you look at the other statistics, she leads the team with assists and steals, a 31 assists on the year and 31 steals on the season. So you look at all the categories, she's an all-around great player, and she's going to be a tough one to stop here tonight for the Centralia Panthers. Doing down the lineup here, though, for the Clifton Clyde Eagles, Kaylin Baker, a 5'6" senior at 5'6", averaging nearly 5 points per game and nearly averaging 6 rebounds per game, shooting 41% from the field. Also, Paige Joy, 5'10", sophomore, averaging 10 points per game and 5 rebounds per game. Eden Close, the 5'11" sophomore, and Ellie Wirtz, the 5'10" freshman. So again, for the Eagles, it's Debbie Wirtz, Kaylin Baker, Paige Joy, Eden Close, and Ellie Wirtz. Taking a look here at the Centralia Panthers, Cora Thompson, the 5'7" senior post, Hayden Kramer, the 5'7" junior guard, Josie Haverkamp, the 5'10" junior post, Lennon Becker, the junior guard, and Keelan Rempley, the 5'7" junior. Of course, we talked about in that three-game segment for the Centralia Panthers before our last break that Tava Gins will be making her much-anticipated return onto the court tonight. A junior coach who last season averaged 12 points per game and 8 rebounds a game. Hasn't played a game this season, but I'll tell you what, once you can get a player like her out there on the court, she will definitely provide a dominant presence on the floor for the Centralia Panthers. So again, we talked about it in that pregame before our last break on the matchups and the keys here in tonight's game. And for Centralia, they're really going to have to handle down Sebby Wirtz, one of the best players in the state, a 4-year starter here for Clifton Clyde. As for Centralia, they're going to get going on all fronts. Everyone on the floor is going to be able to touch the ball and be able to dominate, make plays with it. And Clifton Clyde is just going to be able to keep up with that pace. Real quick, we'll step aside here for the playing of the national anthem. We'll come back from tip-off. Again, this is Centralia Panthers taking on the Clifton Clyde Eagles, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
And we're nearly on the way to Tip-Off 2026. Here, our first broadcast of the year. Here at Clifton Clyde and the Centralia Panthers on the tip-off. We got 32 minutes of basketball action all four quarters. And Centralia here, they win the tip-off. Keelan Renfe will look to start the new year with a three-point shot, but it's off the top of the rim, and it's rebounded by Sebby Wirtz. Wirtz, again, we talked about it, a four-year starter, an all-state, all-leaguer player. She's going to be making plenty of plays here on the court tonight as she has the ball, drives down right side, goes up and in with the easy layup. Wirtz already a rebound and 2 points on the board. Clifton Clyde takes the early lead 2-0. 7:27 left to go here in the opening quarter of play. Oh, here 92.1 KMZA. Renfe here throws it into Haverkamp. Haverkamp twists and turns around, pops it outside for another 3-point shot attempt for Hayden Kramer. And that one gets knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by an Eagle Feather. And here it will be back to the Centralia Panthers in control of it underneath the glass. Here, Renfe to throw it in. Goes over the top, high post on the elbow. Dribble drive to the right side and a shot off from Haverkamp is missed. And Wirtz picks up the rebound. Back-to-back rebounds here for Wirtz. He's already here. Got the scoring going for the Eagles. Already have 2-0 Clifton Clyde over Centralia with 7 minutes to go in this first quarter. That'd be Wirtz. Here, a collar on a travel left side. First turnover of the game. Here it goes against the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Centralia takes back over. Clifton Clyde averaging just 12 turnovers a game here this season. Centralia, they average 15 turnovers a game this year. Haverkamp inside, pass off from Renfe. Haverkamp could not go in, 0 for 2 now. And the rebound was made by Paige Joy underneath the basket. The 5'10 sophomore who averages 5 rebounds a game this season so far. 6:36 left to go in this first quarter. Here's a steal for the Centralia Panthers. Down the court is Cora Thompson. Couldn't make the easy bunny. And then Hayden Kramer makes the rebound and sticks the ball right between the basket and the glass. And now someone's going to have to come up and hit it out. All smiles down here on the court. I think they're going to try to get one of the coaches to come do it. And that's incredible work. I believe that was the assistant coach there for Clifton Clyde who made that. That's mightily impressive. Quite some hops there. And just like that, we're back and going here. Centralia, they throw it back in. Centralia down 2-0, 6:21 left to go here in this opening quarter. So some early last year to start the 2026 year down here in Centralia, Kansas. They have a foul here down on the floor against Clifton Clyde. It's against Paige Joy. That's her first foul of the half and of the quarter. 3-point shot by Renfe, but she misses that one as well. She's 0 for 2 from around the arc. The rebound was made by Paige Joy for Clifton Clyde. They retake the possession. They're up 2-0 with 6 minutes left to go here. It's Clifton Clyde over Centralia. Clifton Clyde here on the road this season. They are 5-0. Only 2 home games this year. They are 1-1. But again, that stellar 5-0 performance here on the road. Baker with it at the very top. Goes behind her, gets it out to Wirtz. Wirtz here, transfers left side. Back to Baker. Baker taking a shot from the charity line and misses. Makes her own rebound, though. It's going to be a second chance opportunity for the Eagles. And it's capitalized by Sebby Wirtz. And it's timeout here, taken by head coach Dusty Thompson. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds aside. 5:37 left to go here in the opening quarter. Clifton Clyde 4, Centralia 0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
.537 left to go here in the first quarter of action down here at Centralia, Kansas. 92.1 KMZA. 4-0. Clifton Clyde leads over Centralia. Here's a steal by Sammy Wirtz. Her 32nd steal of the season. And she takes it down for an easy bunny. Not only that, she was fouled in the process. She'll go up and get an and one. Sammy Wirtz already in this opening quarter. 6 points, 2 rebounds, and a steal. Wirtz at the line goes up and in. Last year, she was 85% from the free throw line. This year, 30 of 39. Already on a nice start this season. Centralia down 7-0 in this opening quarter. 5:17 left to go. Pass down under to Haverkamp. Haverkamp tries to go in. She is deflected. And the ball is swatted out of bounds by Centralia. So Clifton Clyde will work with it. Left to right here on the court. And of your dial, looks like Centralia will bring in a couple of new faces, bringing in Dave Gibbs for the first time here this season in 2026. She comes out of the court. Also, Maya Tanking, the 5'6" sophomore, and running back for the junior at the very top, Clifton Clyde. So Ellie Wirtz, and then that turned over. Hayden Kramer getting a steal. Swings it right side to Rempe. Rempe takes a three-point shot off the very top. She's now 0 for 3 from 3. And Wirtz gets the rebound. That's her third of the quarter. Wirtz down the floor quickly. Trying to go in for two on a layup left side. Misses it. And Gibbs gets her first rebound of the season. She has come in here for the first time this year. Passes left side here to Tanking. Tanking dribbles up right. Now to Rempe. Rempe. Kramer. Kramer from the corner. A deep three. And that one is in and out of the bowl. And Ellie Wirtz gets the rebound for Clifton Clyde. Now Sebi Wirtz will slow down the tempo. Clifton Clyde in the red tops, red bottoms with the white numerals and black linings. Centralia Panthers in the white tops, white bottoms with the black and orange trim, black numerals. Here another turnover. A steal again by Aiden Kramer. Already two steals. And going under and going in for two is Maya Tanking. Tanking, who averages 2.8 points per game here this season, is able to nearly get her average. It's really a first time now on the board. They're down 7-2. Wirtz here drives under, trying to get an extended lead for the Clifton Clyde. I'll call a foul underneath the glass against Centralia. That'll put Eden Close up to the free throw line. David Gibbs will be credited on the foul. 7-2. Clifton Clyde leads by 5. 3:42 to go in the first quarter. We also do have a shot clock down here in Centralia, Kansas. They have the shot clock actually installed last season, but I believe they didn't use it at all last year. Here now they're using it here in the 2025-2026 season. Close at her first free throw shot, and she sinks the second. A little roll around in the bucket, but it finally goes right on through. And Clifton Clyde now back to their largest lead of 7, 9-2, with 3:34 left to go in the first quarter. Maya taking left side wing. Here's an open three-point shot. It's off the back right of the rim. And Paige Joy made an initial rebound for, but her feet were out of bounds. So Centralia will keep the possession. Maya Tanking here on the baseline to toss it in. Left to right here at your dial. Centralia will work right to left here once they get it in. Haverkamp on the inbound underneath. Passes it off to Gibbs, and Gibbs scores her first point of the season coming off of injury. Give the assist to Josie Haverkamp on the pass off down low. Now it's back to a five-point game, 9-4. It's been Clyde up 5-5 over Centralia with 3 minutes to go. Ball's loose. It's on the ground. Picked right back up by Clifton Clyde. It was Burnett who saved it. Shot up on the glass and off. Wirtz picks it up. And there is a timeout taken by Clifton Clyde. Kieran Wirtz. Kyron Wirtz. Upton Clyde 9-4, up by 5 here over Centralia, 2:56 up to go in the first quarter. We got a 30-second timeout. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Grin and Profit, Bobby back in studio. 2:56 left to go in the first quarter, 9-4. The Clyde over Centralia. Just less than 3 minutes to go in this first. Wirtz with it. Wirtz out to a right side to close. Close. Trying to find a backdoor pass down low to Wirtz, but it is taken away. In a risky passing lane. That is the third steal already here for Hayden Kramer. She averages over 3 steals a game already at her game average. Gives down low is rejected. Blocked by Lee Page Joy. And here Kramer trying to get her fourth steal. Centralia applying a pressure, and that pressure forces a turnover. Cooks and Clyde traveling their fourth turnover of the quarter. And that's one thing Centralia will definitely rely on is their high-pressuring ability. Clyde having to have to handle that throughout this game. Centralia on the inbound. Thompson out to Gibbs. Gibbs fighting with it on the right elbow. She passes it back down to Thompson. Thompson cutting out to Tanking. Reppy a three-pointer, but a miss. And now the ball is loose on the ground. It's a scramble for it. And Kaylin Baker comes up with it. Four flips and Clyde. Eagles take it down the floor quickly, and a foul underneath the basket on Centralia. That'll put Paige Joy at the free throw line. Hayden Kramer will record the foul. That is her second of the game. Paige Joy, her first free throw shot is up and is good. Paige Joy is 8 of 15 on the season, is slightly over now, 50% shooting on the year from the charity line. Keelan Rempe steps back here into this game. He will come in for Hayden Kramer. It looks like Maya Tanking, or Melanie Becker, will come in for Haverkamp. Ball knocked out of bounds. As Centralia gets the rebound down the court. Page went one of two at the free throw line. Centralia down by 6, 10-4 with 1:50 left to go here in this first quarter. Down to Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde making a rebound with Sammy Wirtz after a missed 3-point shot. Wirtz drives left side. It is squatted and denied. Crowd goes electric, but the possession is kept here for Clifton Clyde. It's batted around the arc. Ball is loose. It's out to the right corner. And they're going to say the last one to touch it was Centralia. So Clifton Clyde will have the toss in from the right corner. From the front court, they throw it in. And it will be turned over. Gets behind the back of Ellie Wirtz. And is taken away by Keelan Rempe. Averages 2 steals a game. Was able to get a steal right there. Goes for the inside pass to Haverkamp. Ball nearly gets unjammed and taken away, but Centralia is still here at this possession. Rempe driving right side. 16 seconds in the shot clock. 66 seconds left here to go in this first quarter. 10-4 Centralia down by 6. Foul underneath the glass against Clifton Clyde. Centralia looks for an interior pass to Josie Haverkamp. David Gibbs preparing to come back in here this game for Centralia. Haverkamp at the line. She'll have 2 shots. Her first shot is up, and it's good. Josie Haverkamp is 72% from the free throw line this season, while Centralia stands at 73%, just a little over. Here on the year, Haverkamp, she leads the team in scoring with 63 points now this season, averaging nearly 16 points a game. And her second free throw shot goes up and off the rim. Ellie Wirtz picks up her second rebound of the quarter. We're still here in quarter number 1. 10-5, Clips and Clyde over Centralia with 50 seconds left to go. Wirtz drives inside lane, kicks it out. It's back up to the top of the free throw line. Now pass to the top of the arc. 13 seconds here on the shot clock. Wirtz is with it. Passes right to Baker. Baker inside, right elbow, driving. Page joint denied. And coming away with it is Keelan Rempe. Rempe down the floor. 27 seconds here on the clock. Centralia doesn't have to rush a shot here. Shot clock is off. Lenny Becker loses the ball, picks it back up, swings it back out. Rempe cuts right side, in the key, back out to Gibbs. Gibbs a three-pointer off the rim, picked back up. Second chance opportunity for Centralia. Here's Rempe, deep three, off the rim again. Now she's 0 for 4. Centralia makes another rebound offensively. And looks like there may have been a foul on the floor. And there was. It's against Clifton Clyde. They call it against Kaylin Baker, a 5'6" senior. That's her second foul of the game. And Centralia will have time for one more play with 4.5 seconds left to go the first quarter. It's 10-5. Centralia down by 5. Debbie Wirtz will come off the floor here for this final 5 seconds. Try to save her from fouling before the end of this quarter. Here's Rempe from the deep side, and unfortunately not able to put one in. Rempe 0 for 5 in that quarter from threes. And the first quarter will now end 10-5. Clifton Clyde has the lead over Centralia. We'll take a set to side for a quick 60 all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We start the second quarter down here in Centralia, Kansas. This is Centralia taking on Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde, though, with the lead 10-5 here over the Panthers. Centralia has it here to start quarter number two. Dana Gibbs working underneath, looking for the reverse layup, and she's rejected. Debbie Wirtz comes away with the takeaway. Wirtz here, 2 steals, 5 rebounds, and 7 points here in this first half alone. Already on a monster tear here to start against the Centralia Panthers. We talked about in the pregame, Centralia, they're going to have to stop one player here for Clifton Clyde. That's Debbie Wirtz. Wirtz at the top of the arc. Here she drives left side, spins around the elbow, kicks it and flips it back out to Baker. Baker right side, back to Wirtz. Wirtz left side, elbow shot for Eden Close, and it's off the back of the rim. It rolls off the basket, and it's into the hands of Josie Haverkamp. Now Trumpy taking it down the court to Gibbs. Gibbs out to Thompson. Thompson will take a long 2-point shot here, and Gibbs will come away with the rebound, but looks like actually they're going to get a foul here on Gibbs. I think she swatted the hand of a Clifton Clyde Eagle wrist. And now the Eagles will take over here on the possession. They'll work against a full court pressure here. Trying to get it down the court against Centralia. Centralia running a full man-to-man pressure against the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Debbie Wirtz with it at the top of the perimeter. Swings it left side to Baker. Baker now to Ellie Wirtz. Ellie Wirtz transferring it over to Debbie Wirtz, and a 3-point shot is up and off the left of the iron. And Gibbs makes the rebound. Gibbs down the floor to Thompson. Thompson, Haverkamp from the top of the key, and it's in and out of the bowl. Rebound by Baker for Clifton Clyde. Wirtz works down the floor quickly with it. At the top right elbow, popping it inside and then out Now looking in around the perimeter is Clifton Clyde. Stuck with it is closed. Close out to Wirtz. Wirtz dribbling left-handed. 15 seconds here on the shot clock. And that ball is unjammed, and Centralia is able to come away to steal. Cora Thompson, fast break, down the floor, and in for 2 points. Thompson gets the assist as Gibbs goes in for two. It's now just 10-7. Clifton Clyde up by three. 5 feet left to go in this second quarter. Wirtz down the court, over Thompson, her intended teammate underneath the glass, and Ellie Wirtz. That'll result in Clifton Clyde's seventh turnover here this half. Rempe down the floor here for Centralia. Left side swing out to Thompson. Thompson, Rempe. Rempe to Tanking on a high toss. Right side wing. Tanking goes in to Thompson, and Thompson will be fouled by Clifton Clyde's Paige Joy. 5:33 left to go in the second quarter. 10-7 here. Clifton Clyde still up by three on Centralia. We've had no lead changes so far in this game. Largest lead was 7-0 for Clifton Clyde over Centralia. Cora Thompson for Centralia. Passes this one inside to Lena Becker. Ball gets denied. Put it back out. Thompson recollects. Thompson back in the right corner with it on a long two-point shot. Couldn't get it to go in, but a rebound offensively by Havercamp. Then a steal by Wirtz. Down the floor. It's a track race, and unfortunately, Wirtz was not able to get the finish. Rebound by Tanking. Down the floor now, Melanie Becker. Down a transition. Centralia puts up two. That's where Centralia has done well so far in this quarter, is points off transition. And now just like that, Centralia, they entered this quarter down by five, now they're only down by one. 10-9, Clifton Clyde leads by one over Centralia. 4:57 to go here in the second quarter. Timeout on the floor. Take a quick break. 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shot. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
.457 to go here in the second quarter, 10-9. Clifton Clyde leads by one here over the Centralia Panthers. Clifton Clyde at one point led by 7 points. Now the score is being cut down to one. It was 10-5 entering the second quarter, but it's been all Centralia nearly over 3 minutes into this quarter. Clifton Clyde still trying to get here on the board. They find Wirtz down the floor. 1-on-1 here against Lennon Becker, and Wirtz goes in for two. Wirtz deadly down the floor already on this game with 9 points. Wirtz nearly another steal. Centralia somehow manages to keep it. That ball somehow pinballed back in from the sidelines. Centralia has it 2 foot in front of the rim. Eleni Becker misses a bunny. And a rebound by Close underneath the basket for Clifton Clyde. Wirtz slows the tempo down. Takes this one down the floor. He opened up the scoring for both quarters for Clifton Clyde. Wirtz, top of the left wing, drives inside, cuts it back out, stuck on the pivot foot, inside, low post, shot is up. Wirtz gets the assist as Paige Joy goes in for two, stealing out the defender. A nice shot, and just like that, Clifton Clyde retakes a 5-point lead after it being cut to 10-9. It's now 14-9. Clifton Clyde over Centralia with 4 minutes flat to go up to the second quarter. Josie Havercamp coming out of this contest, as well as Tava Gibbs. So both top-end post players for Centralia off the floor right now, but Melina Becker here goes in for two for Centralia. Becker now with 4 points in this quarter. It's back to a tier 3-point game, 14-11. The team slide up by three, 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Down here at Centralia, Kansas, and that's going to be another turnover for Clifton Clyde, as Wirtz sails it out of bounds. Eight turnovers in this half for Clifton Clyde. That has been their Achilles heel, is the turnovers, the self-inflicted wounds. Here for Centralia, it's truly just been missed shots. It's taken a lot of shots. Unfortunately, none of it. Here's a three-pointer by Maya tanking, and that one finally drains. And had a pinball a couple of times around, but tanking finally hits the first three-point Centralia. Up to that point, I believe they were nearly a 0 of 10 from around the arc. That three-pointer ties this contest at 14-all with 3:16 to go in this second quarter. It's going to be a full timeout taken here by Clifton Clyde. We'll take the timeout as well. We're back in 60 seconds. 3:16 left to go in the second quarter. 14-all Centralia and Clifton Clyde.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center of Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D-O-N of Life Care Center of Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center of Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
After the Clifton Clyde timeout, Sammy Wirtz puts it down the court, but missing the shot. Aiden Kramer picks up the rebound. It's a quick transition down the floor here for the Centralia Panthers. Rappy up and over, misses a easy shot in front of the basket, but the ball is knocked out by Clifton Clyde. Centralia will keep it here under the basket. It's 14-all, 2:55 to go in the second quarter. Clifton Clyde and Centralia are a girls' matchup to follow our boys. Rempe on the right corner, putting it inside to Becker. Becker stuck between three defenders, somehow gets it out. Aiden Kramer at the top of the arc now, resetting it, taking inside, trying to pass it back out. That ball is stolen, though, in traffic as Phoenix Burnett. And the 5'3" junior comes away with the takeaway. Here's a chance for Clifton Clyde to take back the lead, and they're going to call a travel on Sebi Wirtz. He's traveled a couple times in this contest, and here now the big post players coming back out here for Centralia. Tava Gibbs, as well as Josie Haverkamp, coming in here from Lennon Becker and Cora Thompson. Aiden Kramer at the top of the arc. Swings out the tanking, left side wing. Now back up to Kramer. Kramer inside Gibbs. Gibbs inside the paint, tries to stir a mixture, but unfortunately couldn't go in for two. Baker comes away with the rebound. Orch down the floor, quickly, spinning around, driving inside the lane, pushes it out to Joy. Joy to Baker, left side wing. Drives down the left side, now taking a look around. She's stuck on the pivot foot, passes to her teammate on the low short corner. Here's Wirtz, and she puts it in for two. Wirtz, when things seem to go stagnant for a while, finds a way to get back on the board here and get some momentum going for Clifton Clyde. Now 16-14, Clifton Clyde up by two over Centros, 1:33 to go in this second quarter. Kramer has it, right side elbow, out to Rempe. Rempe, a three-pointer, and finally, he drains one. Just 0-for-5 up to that point, and that takes the lead for the first time in this game for Centralia. They've hit two threes in the second quarter, one from Sinking, one from Rempe. 17-16, here's a steal by Gibbs. Centralia has it down the floor. Working one-on-one is Gibbs against Wirtz, and they're going to get a foul on Wirtz. And a shift momentum down here in Centralia, Kansas. One point this game started 7-0, and then 9-2. Lead for Clifton Clyde. They exited the first quarter 10-5, and then Centralia cut it to a 10-9 game. They got tied at 14-all. And now here Centralia finally takes the lead, 17-16. Gibbs now here at the free throw line, shooting her first free throw shots of 2025 to 2026 season. She was hurt the first four games of the year. Finally, her first game off injury. And Gibbs goes 0-for-2 at the free throw line, but tries to pry away her own rebound. They get a jump ball. Possession here will go to Clifton Glide. So 0-for-2 at the line. Ava Gibbs goes. Centralia staying at a lead of 17-16, up by one. 63 seconds left to go of the first half. Baker tossing it in here to Clifton Clive. Centralia dropping back here in the man-to-man defense. Debbie Wirtz working one-on-one against Melanie Becker. Out to the left side, now to the top of the arc to Ellie Wirtz. Wirtz stuck on her pivot to the top now, the close. 14 seconds here on the shot clock. Clifton Clyde working around the perimeter. Wirtz able to get it outside the arc. A drive in. That's a jump ball here on the floor. And yes, they call it. That possession will change here now to Centralia. 10 turnovers on the half for Clifton Clyde. 36 seconds left to go in this second quarter. Maya Tanking finally comes off the floor. She has played for the last quarter and a half. She has done some good work here from Centralia. Finally gets herself some rest as well as Cora Thompson steps off the floor as well. Coming back in is Elena Becker, Hayden Kramer, Rempe. Down past the Centralia Panther logo. 27 seconds here both on this shot and the main clock. Centralia can wind this down and get the final shot off of the half and go into the locker room with the lead. Already up 17-16. Here's 13 seconds left to go of this half. Kramer inside, forcing a pass to Josie Haverkamp. I don't know how she got it. And she also went in for two. And here's the last second shot from Wirtz. About a half-court shot. And it is no good. Just like that, Centralia extends to their largest lead after taking the lead from a three-point shot from Rempe. It's 19-16. Centralia over Clifton Clyde. That's the end of our first half. We'll take a step aside. We'll come right back for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Again, 19-16. Centralia leads at the half here over Clifton Clyde, all on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber. Department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now 75-336-3551.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Our first halftime show of 2026. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, we've reached the half of our girls matchup between the Centralia Panthers and the Clifton Clyde Eagles. It's 19-16 Centralia. What's the lead here over Clifton Clyde? And really, what an incredible first half between both of the teams. kind of felt like everything I said there in that pregame of the game kind of fell into place there. Centralia, they were down 10-5 exiting the first quarter. At one point, they were down 9-2. They cut the lead to 10-9, only down by one. And then they tied it at 14-all, which Clifton Clyde's Sevy Wirtz would make it 16-14 with a layup to go up and in. But Centralia would find their first lead of the game with a three-point shot by Keelan Renfe to make it 17-16. And Josie Haverkamp to finish off the half was an incredible shot underneath the basket to go in for two to make it the 19-16 score that we're at against Centralia here up by three. Taking a look at some numbers here at the half, Clifton Clyde, 10 turnovers, 13 rebounds, no threes, 4 of 5 at the free throw line, and 3 steals for the Centralia Panthers, 5 turnovers, 7 rebounds, 2 threes, 1 of 4 at the free throw line, and 5 steals. So right now, Centralia, a couple of good notes for them right now in this game is at the kind of that end of that first half is their shooting was getting a little more cleaner. Of course, you know, you're shaking off a lot of rust. You kind of compare both games. Centralia's only 4 games under their belt compared to Clifton Clyde's 7 games under their belt. Centralia, their last contest was back on December the 19th. Actually, this is the last contest for both teams is back on December 19th. So you're shaking off a lot of rust here on both sides. But Centralia finally ripping that steal off the board, getting those shots in. But when they weren't shooting good, they were still doing other things on the court well. And that was being able to work out of transition and then also apply pressure full court. That's something the Centralia team really builds the mentality on. It's, you know, back in the football season, it's punching your mouth football, and it really remains the same here when it's the motto for the basketball season, both boys and girls. It's work fast tempo down the court, and we're going to make you turn the ball over. And that's exactly what Centralia has done, whether they're getting steals or they're forcing uncomfortable situations with bad passes or other such turnovers. So, again, for Centralia, they're doing great defensively. They're keeping the work on offensively. Let me take a look over here at Clifton Clyde and what they did in that first half. They did a lot of things well, specifically getting the ball to their best player in Sevy Wirtz, the 5'6" senior. She finished that first half with 2 steals, an assist, but also over 10 points. She finished with 7 points in the first quarter and 4 points in the second quarter, combining for 11 points total, but also 5 rebounds. So, again, impressive points there from Sevy Wirtz for Clifton Clyde in that first half, but you'd like to see a little more diverse spread for Clifton Clyde. Only 3 points from Paige Joy, and then Eden Close with 2 points. Only 3 scores here for Clifton Clyde. Let's take a look at Centralia. They already have 5 players on the board. Josie Haverkamp with 3 points. Lanny Becker with 4 points. Ian Rempe with 3. Tana Gibbs with 4 points. And Maya Sigmund 5. When I was talking pregame coming into this matchup for both Centralia and Clifton Clyde, the big keys for this game was for Clifton Clyde to be able to kind of stop the kind of spread that Centralia is able to do. They're able to get the ball to a lot of different players. They're able to score and rebound with a lot of different players on the floor. But Clifton Clyde, it's kind of more through one track, and that's Sevy Wirtz. And Centralia, they haven't been able to stop her, but they are able to keep up with her. And so when we go into the second half, it's going to be interesting to see what adjustments both teams are able to make to each other. Clifton Clyde's going to have to handle that pressure better. They're going to limit the turnovers, whether it be traveling, cleaning up the passes, or limiting steals and traffic situations. Whereas for Centralia, it's going to be continuing about getting that ball around, sharing that love here. Josie Haverkamp, Becker, Repi, Gibbs, tanking, all getting interaction there on the floor. Haven't seen Hayden Kramer or Cora Thompson get involved in the scoring, but they're doing other things on the floor as well. Kramer has 3 steals to lead the team, as well as a rebound, while Cora Thompson's got a couple of assists. So again, this is a team that knows how to work with plenty of players there on the floor. It's been Clyde, they're going to need a couple of more athletes to step up in this matchup to take down this Centralia team, a team that took down Clifton Clyde in the sub-state championship game 54-43 last year. So again, it's a little bit of a revenge game for Clifton Clyde. When they come out in the second half, they're going to have to make a couple of adjustments, but man, we're already off to a great game. Again, 19-16, Centralia lead by 3 here at the half. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, a break, and we'll step aside. We'll come back for the start of the second half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, Centralia 19, Clifton Clyde 16 here on 92.1 KNZA.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
January is National Blood Donor Month, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is encouraging you to roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Donated blood supports patients right here in our community through surgeries, trauma care, and life-saving treatment every single day. One donation can help up to three people. You make a difference for a neighbor, a friend, or someone you'll never meet, but whose life you'll change forever. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It takes the right financial partner. This is Nick Rencher with First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop by one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome here to the start of the second half. Again, that was our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, on highlandcc.edu. 19-16 is your score. Centralia leads over Clifton Clyde by three. Again, Centralia, they made the lead change in the second quarter. Three-point shot by Keelan Renfe. Extended that score with a bucket from Josie Haberkamp. Clifton Clyde will start the possession here in the second half. Working right to the left of your dial. If Clifton Clyde can respond, they've done so multiple times off the hot hands of Sebby Wirth. Clifton Clyde puts it down under to Ellie Wirth, and Ellie Wirth will turn the ball over, and Corey Thompson will get the steal. Centralia now has it. Rempe, left side wing. Cross courts it out to Thompson. Thompson, a short corner shot. It's off the rim, and it's rebounded by Sebby Wirth. Wirth, six rebounds on this game, 11 points. Here to lead both categories for the Clifton Clyde Eagles. She goes right side to Paige Joy. Joy, bounce passing. I'm not sure where she was trying to go to, but the ball's loose on the ground. Somehow Clifton Clyde keeps the possession alive as they reset it around the top of the arc to Sebby Wirth. Only 13 seconds here on the shot clock. Got to go fast if you're Clifton Clyde, and then a turnover as the steal taken away by Josie Haberkamp. Clifton Clyde struggled turnovers in that first half. Here they will continue to do so. Josie Haberkamp, left side, elbow shot, goes up and in for two. And here's Centralia on the runaway lead now, their largest lead, 21-16, up by five over Clifton Clyde. At one point, they trailed down by seven, 9-2 in the first quarter. Paige Joy underneath the basket, trying to respond, but could not make the shot under the basket. And here, trying to take it away, Thompson with the steal. And now Centralia down the floor. In fast transition, Lady Becker driving, kicking it far side. Rempe on a three off the rim, picked up for a rebound and a putback by Josie Haberkamp. Haberkamp now 7 points here. The lead Centralia in scoring. Here she leads Centralia in scoring on the season with 69 total points, averaging over 15 points a game. Worth inside drive, looks for a bunny but couldn't make it. She gets thrown offensive rebound, and she finds the putback. And then a timeout is taken right after by Kyron Wirth of Clifton Clyde, the head coach. 5:52 left to go here in this third quarter. We'll take a step aside. 23-18, a lead of 5 here for Centralia over Clifton Clyde.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
.552 left to go in the third quarter, 23-18. Centralia leads by 5 over Clifton Clyde. Both teams with New Year's resolutions looking to get a win here to start 2026. Trying to begin the year with some fireworks. So far, Centralia, they have ignited those fireworks here to start the new second half. This 5-point lead. Josie Haverkamp underneath the basket, trying to look for a turn and shoot, could not get the ball to go in, and Paige Joy picks up the rebound. Out to Wirtz. Wirtz left side dribbling 1-on-1 against Rempe. He goes down low. Here's Centralia. They drop into a zone defense now that they've taken the lead. And this ball is swatted out. Last touch was Clifton Clyde. And Centralia will take over the possession. 5:24 to go in the third quarter. 23-18. Centralia up by 5. Aiden Kramer with the ball. She takes it down the court. Going tempo. Right hand driving. Here the right elbow. Cuts it down, passes it off to Josie Haverkamp, and the ball into the hand of a defender. Now Clifton Clyde looks it down the floor. Far side, Baker. Baker up left to close. Close to Wirtz. Wirtz drives left side lane, jumps off to her teammate, and they're going to get a foul against Centralia on the baseline. They're going to call it against Josie Haverkamp. That's the first personal for the 5'10" junior. Not in this game really in dangerous territories in the terms of fouling out. Both coaches have done a great job of rotating their players and keeping them fresh on the floor. Clifton Clyde, Kaylin Baker here on the toss-in. And another foul against Centralia. That's against Elena Becker. That is her first personal as well. Now Centralia already 2 personal fouls here on this quarter. Clifton Clyde, they have none. 4:57 to go in this third. 23-18, Centralia leads by 5. Clifton Clyde has this possession. Down the arc, left side corner. Close inside to Joy. Joy dumping it off to Wirtz, and Wirtz goes in for 2. Wirtz. There's 11 points in the first half already now. 15 points on the game. Her average is 23 points a game. She had the same average last season. Wirtz already back up here at the free throw line. There's an and one opportunity. So for a 3-point play, Wirtz comes in and knocks it down. That's the second time Wirtz has been able to make a layup into a 3-point play. Now, Centralia is only up by 2, 23-21, with 4:38 to go in this third quarter. Centralia over Clifton Clyde. Becker at the top of the charity line, passes right side to Gibbs. Gibbs couldn't get the baseline floater. Centralia applies a pressure here on the court. Clifton Clyde is able to snap it. Down the page, Joy. Joy out to Baker. Baker, left side wing. Now here to Jayla Robbins, the 5'1 senior. The first time saying her name in this game. Baker, stuck with it. Goes behind her to Burnett. Burnett, driving, baseline, floats it up, and it's taken away by Corey Thompson for the board. Quickly, down the floor, though, fast transition, the Pawnee missed by Lenny Becker. She makes her own rebound and gets it in. She couldn't get the easy one, but she was at least able to get the hard shot. That puts Centralia back up by 4, 25-21. Another foul on the floor against Centralia. I believe it's against Melanie Becker. And yes, it is. She now has 2 personal fouls in this quarter. Centralia, they have fouled quite heavy in this quarter. They have 4 total fouls. Excuse me, the third foul against Melanie Becker in this game and quarter. She's at 3 straight here. 1 foul away for Centralia before putting Slipping Clyde Eagles at the double bonus. Baker at the top of the perimeter. Back against the defender. Centralia back in the man-to-man towards right side, driving. Floater, and she is fouled. Open shoot two. That's foul now here of the quarter against Centralia. And Sevi Wirtz is now at the line and will shoot two free throws. Sevi Wirtz here on this season is 31 of 40 at the free throw line. She has not missed a shot tonight. There she continues to stay perfect, 3 of 3. Here, 1-1 on this attempt. And now 2 of 2 on this attempt and 4 for 4 on the game. 17 total points on the contest for Sevi Wirtz. 25-23, Centralia only up by 2. Over Clifton Clyde with 3:12 left to go in this third quarter. Centralia slicing up the defense. Aiden Kramer driving inside. Couldn't get the layup to go in. Gibbs able to get the rebound and get it in for the putback. Gibbs, she's had a bucket in every quarter so far. Wirtz taking it down the floor. Trying to take the momentum back and she'll get charged with a charge. So Wirtz a little too fast down the floor. Gets called for the charge. That also results in a turnover on the offensive foul as Centralia takes back over. Up by 4, 27-23, Centralia over Clifton Clyde with 2:43 to go in the third quarter. 24 seconds in the shot clock, Centralia plenty of time. Right side wing, Kramer looks inside to Rempe. Rempe couldn't get her shot to go in, but another put back to save again. Back-to-back put back to save again. She is been a menace underneath the basket. And Burnett tries to go in for two on the short corner shot. Gibbs makes the rebound. And Centralia here down the floor fast. Gibbs at the top of the free throw line. Misses the shot at the top of the iron. And the rebound by Sevi Wirtz. Wirtz down the floor. Nearly turns the ball over. Gibbs dives for it. But Wirtz takes it away. Wirtz with his possession for Clifton Clyde. Less than 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 29-23. 6-point lead for Centralia, their largest of the day. And getting blocked underneath the basket is Sevi Wirtz by Q and Rempe. Rempe down the floor, cross courts it, left side to Kramer. Kramer driving, kicking out, tanking on a three, missing. Gibbs makes the rebound. No, it's going to be Wirtz down the floor, not looking for the open pass. Burnett had an opportunity, two open players under the basket. She didn't throw it to either one of them. And the steals by Kramer down the floor. Centralia goes in for two. For Josie Haverkamp down the floor fast. Kramer gets the steal and the assist. And just like that, a timeout is taken by Centralia. Full timeout. All kinds of chaos on the floor. And all kinds of momentum has gone to the Panthers. 31-23, the largest lead for Centralia is up by 8 with 1:18 to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a break. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Connie, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 2 months. I came to their office with the desire to get rid of upper and lower back pain and to get some health coaching. I am happy to report that not only is my back pain virtually gone due to the easy adjustments, exercises, and massage, but I am losing weight as a result of my holistic coaching sessions with Stephanie. For the first time in a long time, I feel in control of my health. Thank you to the team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for the role you've played in my health journey.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. 1:18 to go here in the third quarter. 31-23, the largest lead of the game for either team. It's here for Centralia. They lead by 8 over Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde working it right to left here of your dial, trying to handle this full man-to-man court pressure by Centralia. They managed to break it. Clifton Clyde, right corner Barnett. Nearly loses the ball. He gets swatted and taken away by Sava Gibbs. Another takeaway. Clifton Clyde nearly 15 turnovers on the day. Kramer down the floor. This is the layup. And Wirtz picks up the rebound. Wirtz down the floor. Cuts it right side. Flies it out to Burnett. Burnett back on the interior to Joy. Nearly taken away again. And yes, it is. The steal is by Sava Gibbs. Clifton Clyde. 15 turnovers on the game, but here's a turnover for Centralia. 30 seconds left to go here. 38 seconds left to go here. This third quarter. Playing back of court. Thompson coming in from the bench for Centralia. They'll step in on the floor for Tava Gibbs and Maya Tanking, getting much needed breaks here. They have done lots of work here on the floor. I'll tell you what, one player who has only taken 5 seconds of rest is in Savvy Worth here for Clifton Clyde. She has been out nearly this entire game on the floor. And that's another turnover for Clifton Clyde, not getting past half court in the 10-second timer. Clifton Clyde's at 16 turnovers on the game. And they came in tonight only averaging 12 turnovers a game. This Centralia defense, they've just applied so much pressure. It's impossible for Clifton Clyde to handle. Haverkamp under the basket. Here's a reverse layup. It goes off the rim, but now pinballing around. I think they get a foul against Centralia. Yes, they do. That's against Melanie Becker. That'll be her fourth personal. So Baker here trots on the edge of fouling out. She'll come out of this game, and Maya Tanking will come in, the 5'6" sophomore, stepping in place for the junior. And it looks like they're going to make an adjustment. They're going to not let Baker come out until the first free throw shot is up and in here. First shot is up and in for Eden Close. Now they allow the substitutions to come through on the floor for Centralia. Hayden Kramer coming in for Cora Thompson. Tava Gibbs coming on the floor as well as Maya Tanking. So three new players coming in on the floor here for Centralia. Close at the free throw line. Goes 2 for 2. Again, the Centralia Panthers here at the free throw line. Centralia having already 5,000 this quarter, allowing the double bonus to Clifton Clyde. 2 seconds left to go to this third quarter. Rempe puts up a 3-point shot, hits off the iron. And then it'll end quarter number 3, 31-25. Centralia will enter the fourth and final quarter, the lead of 6, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
The start of the fourth quarter here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Centralia leads 31-25 over Clifton Clyde. Centralia with the ball. Rempe to start the fourth quarter with a 3-point shot attempt, but it's off the basket. And then as soon as Maya Tinking makes the second chance opportunity rebound, she will travel and turn the ball over. Clifton Clyde now takes back over on the possession, right to left here. They will work. Trying to get past their own backcourt. They swing it down the floor. Barely able to get it in to Eden Close. Close to Wirth, top elbow. Wirth here, dropping back for a long three. Could not get it to go in. Here's a second chance opportunity point for Ellie Wirth. Could not get the shot to go in. And a foul right after against Centralia. They get the foul against Hayden Kramer. That's her third personal. Wirth gets the ball in here from the inbound. Wirth goes right side to Baker. Baker, a foot off the arc. Here's a three-pointer. Could not get it to go in. And this possession will change here to Centralia. 31-25. 6-point lead for Centralia over Clifton Clyde with 7 minutes left to go in this fourth quarter. Centralia at 1 point is trailing by 7, 9-2. Their largest lead was by 8. And now a takeaway for the Clifton Clyde defense. It was by Kaylin Baker, her first steal of the game. Now worse. Down the floor. Right side pass off to Joy. Joy. Right side, low wing, top right elbow, pass to Close. Close, works. Works, drives inside, tries to go up. It's swatted and denied. They're going to be the last one to touch it before the ball went out of bounds. Was against Centralia. Clock stops, 6:42 to go in the fourth. 31-25, still a 6-point lead for the Centralia girls. Over Clifton Clyde, and on the inbound. Clifton Clyde really loses the possession, but keeps it alive. Sevi Wirtz drives through three different defenders, and misses an easy layup. And Rempe makes the rebound. Down the floor, Rempe goes quick. And Centralia at the top of the arc. Now, passing right side. Kramer, not sure where she was going with the pass. It's put into the right corner and kept inside somehow by Maya Tanking. Now here's Gibbs. Gibbs up to Rempe. Rempe right side to Kramer. Missing a long 2-point shot. Now we're going to get a jump ball on the floor. And the jump ball possession will go towards Clifton Clyde. That'll be a turnover for Centralia. Now almost just 6 minutes left to go in this fourth and final quarter of regulation. 31-25. Centralia by 6 over Clifton Clyde. Sevi Wirtz down the floor. Finds Paige Joy. Baker. A side wing, down to the bottom, low post, and there's a foul on the floor to follow. Eating Close, and she goes in for two. So it's going to be a 3-point play opportunity for Eating Close. Eating Close tonight is 4-for-4. She came in today 3-of-9 for shooting 33% at the free throw line. So she's well adjusted those numbers in a positive way. Here's the... And one is and good. And just like that, Clifton Clyde now only trails by a single possession, 31-28 to Centralia. The Panthers take back over, though, with the possession. 5:47 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Tanking on the right wing. She drives left side, pump fake, passes it up to Kramer. Kramer looks to the interior to Gibbs. Gibbs trying to steal out two defenders off the iron, makes her own rebound, and there's a foul on the floor. The foul is against Clifton Clyde. It's against Paige Joy. That will be her third personnel of the game. Centralia on the inbound in the glass. Rempe to Kramer. Screen is set. Pick and roll. There was a wide open Gibbs, but Kramer didn't look back her way. Tanking right side wing. Here to Kramer. Kramer is going to attempt a 3-point shot. It's off the iron. Rebounds by Kramer. And they're going to get a foul underneath the basket. They'll call it again against Paige Joy. So Joy is now in foul trouble. It's a very limited roster for Clifton Clyde. Only 11 girls on this team. Definitely don't want to lose one of your top players in Paige Joy. But she'll have to come off the floor for a bit anyway. And for her, it'll be getting close. Tanking. Tossing it in. Gibbs! And what a setup! Gibbs was in the air on the takeoff and launch. Tanking made the connection. Just a nice 2-1 punch combo right there in for two. Clifton Clyde in the basket trying to respond. And there's a foul. Goal get against Centralia. It's 33-28, a 5-point lead for Centralia. 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter. They call the foul against Cora Thompson. That's her second foul of the game. Centralia, 3 fouls here on the quarter and 2 fouls on the quarter for Clifton Clyde. At the free throw line, first shot is up and out for Eli Elliworth. 5'10" freshman. Worth today, 3 rebounds. Still has yet to score any points. She came in today averaging 5 points a game. Still to get one. Here's a chance to do so. Fortunately, Worth here goes 0-for-2. Misses the second shot. Now Kramer, down the floor, finds Rempe. Rempe, back out to Tanking. Tanking, unleashes, a 3! And it's a firework for the new year! Maya Tanking, her last 3 came in the second quarter. This one, a massive one in the fourth. Rebound by Rempe. Centralia back down the floor quick. Kramer couldn't get the bunny to go in. And Clifton Clyde makes the rebound with Phoenix Burnett. 36-28. An 8-point lead for Centralia. Ties their largest lead of the game. 4:27 to go in this fourth quarter. Clifton Clyde trailing. And another takeaway. A steal at the top of the elbow by Josie Haverkamp. Kramer, Rempe. Rempe, Haverkamp at the top. She drives left side, goes over the top, back of the glass. And this one's loose on the ground. We're going to get a jump ball. And yes, we do. David Gantz will step here into this game. He'll come in for Maya Tanking. So Tanking coming onto the bench here after that massive three-point shot. She had that impressive three-point shot in that second quarter. Centralia. Inbounding. Here's another three by Rempe, but that goes off the basket, and Wirth makes the rebound. Wirth, 10 boards in this game. She's got a double-double. And the timeout is called by head coach Kieran Wirth of Clifton Clyde. But 3:54 to go here in this fourth quarter. It's going to be a 30-second timeout by Clifton Clyde. 36-28. Centralia leaps over the Clifton Clyde Eagles. We'll take a step aside for a quick 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
We're coming down to the wire here for our first game of 2026. 3:54 left to go here in this fourth quarter. It's Centralia with the 8-point lead over Clifton Clyde. It ties their largest lead of the day for either team. Clifton Clyde, they once led 9-2 for their largest over Centralia. But again, Centralia, they managed to climb back, bounce back in that second quarter, tie the game at 14-all, and took the lead 17-6 of a 3-point shot from Rempe. Since that point, it's been all Centralia Panthers. They have not allowed a tie or a lead change since that point. The final couple minutes left to go in that second quarter. So here we're in the fourth with 3:38 to go. Clifton Clyde has it at the top of the arc. It's closed and closed, loses the ball. It's taken away by Gibbs. That's her fourth steal of the game. Centralia with 10 steals on this contest. Here's a three-pointer by Kramer. It's off the iron. And they're going to get a jump ball into the glass and give the possession here to Clifton Clyde. 3:21 to go in this fourth quarter, 36-28. Centralia is still up by 8 here. There's nearly just 3 minutes left to go in this game. Clifton Clyde's got to find a way to respond. Sebi Wirth has not scored any points here in this fourth quarter. She has been quiet, but Wirth, she has it. Instead, passes up to the top of the key to Paige Joy. And that ball goes out of bounds. They'll say the last one to touch it was Centralia. Clifton Clyde having it in the front court on the baseline. Kaylin Becker. Becker getting it into Wirth. Wirth, she'll take a long three-point shot. It's off the left of the basket. And it's rebounded by Melinda Becker. Becker, who's at 4 fouls in this game, drives baseline, kicks out far side. It's dished out of the near to Josie Haverkamp. She'll take a long three. It's off the inner part of the basket in the glass. And picking up the rebound and being fouled is Cora Thompson. But massive rebound right there by Cora Thompson, flying to the ball, getting a chance now to go up to the free throw line and shoot two. Thompson has not scored any points tonight, only 13 points here so far this season, averaging just 3.3 points per game. But Thompson gets her first point to go on in the basket. Centralia Panthers now here on the game with 6 different scorers. As Cora Thompson goes a mighty 2-for-2 at the free throw line, and now it's the largest lead of the night here for Centralia. 38-28. Full timeout here taken on the court by Centralia. 38-28. Centralia leads by 10 with 2:39 to go here over Clifton Collide. We got a 60-second timeout. We'll take the break as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
After the Centralia timeout here, Centralia quickly with a rebound for a three-point shot. It's 38-28. Centralia up by 10 over Clifton Clyde with 2:18 to go here in this fourth quarter. Kramer with it, driving left side, spins around, turns it and fires it to her teammate Thompson. Thompson gets it up to the top of the free throw line to Haverkamp. Haverkamp misses the shot, and the rebound is picked up by Clifton Clyde. Kaylin Baker, and now it works. Works. At the top of the perimeter with the ball, 23 seconds of the shot clock, 1:54 on the main here in the fourth quarter. Clifton Clyde has to get going here and has to get some buckets to go in. Close, missing a bucket. Now Wirtz, a second chance opportunity, couldn't get it to go in either. And Centralia makes the rebound with Hayden Kramer. Now just 1:36 to go in this fourth quarter. Centralia with still the 10-point lead. Here's a long two by Gibbs. Missed under the basket, but rebounded and put in by Melina Becker. That's where Centralia has done in the second half. Second chance opportunities. They're rebounding underneath the basket and putting it back right where it needs to go, right on the bullseye. Now Centralia is up by 12, 40-28, and a missed shot under the basket by Burnett. Centralia starting to look away like they might just run away with this game. At the top of the perimeter is Kramer. Kramer passing inside, underneath Gibbs going over the top. Couldn't get it inside, but the rebound by Gibbs again. She couldn't put it in on the second chance opportunity. The rebound was by Paige Joy. Wirtz with it at the top of the perimeter. Just 40 seconds left to go this fourth quarter. If you're Clifton Clyde, you're just going to start putting up some shots here. Wirtz drives, spins around, throws it up, and is fouled. Wirtz will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. So far, Clifton Clyde has really struggled in this fourth quarter with only 3 points total put up in this quarter. Meanwhile, Centralia has scored 9. Wirtz finally gets up on the board for the first time in this fourth quarter with the free throw line. Wirtz today is a mighty 6 of 6 at the line here, trying to go 7 of 7, skipping off the left side of the rim. That's her first miss of the day. Still an 11-point lead for Centralia with 25 seconds left to go. 40-29. Trying to open up league play with a victory and a chance to bounce back after a 2-game skid is the Centralia Panthers. They've lost their last 2 games. Looking for the bounce back over a number 10 ranked Clifton Clyde team here in Class 1A Division 1. And there's going to be a foul at the basket by Clifton Clyde. You mentioned rankings just then. Centralia, the number 3 team here in Class 1 Division 1. Well, Clifton Clyde, they sit at number 10. Less than 10 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter, and that will seal the game. Centralia will come away with a victory. They'll break their 2-game losing streak. They'll improve to 3-2 on the season. Clifton Clyde's 5-game winning streak will come to an end. They will drop to 6-2 on the year and lose their first road game and league game. Final score, 40-29. Centralia, after taking the lead for the first time in the second quarter, come away with the victory and run away with it in the second half. We'll take a step aside. We'll come back one final time. We'll recap this one, and then we'll take another step aside and get right into our boys matchup, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our first game of the 2026 year under concluded. The Centralia Panthers came away with the victory 40-29 over the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Centralia was down 1.9-2 in the first quarter, ending that first quarter 10-5, down by 5. Centralia was tied 14-0 in the second quarter before taking the lead off a three-point shot from Keelan Rempe. That was their only point of the game. That was to take the lead 17-16. Centralia would end the half 19-16. And from the rest of the way, the Centralia Panthers would be in good pace and company to run away with this game 40-29 in that second half over Clifton Clyde. Taking a look here at our leading scorers tonight, Sebby Woods finished 19 points for Clifton Clyde and 11 rebounds. While only three total Clifton Clyde Eagles got onto the board and scored, well, the Centralia Panthers had six different scores. Looking at total stats from both teams, Clifton Clyde, 20 turnovers, 26 rebounds, no three-pointers, and only four steals. While Centralia had 13 steals, 23 rebounds, and only 10 turnovers on the game. And as I stated, six different scores. Josie Haverkamp with 9 points, 2 points from Corey Thompson, 8 points from Elena Becker, 3 points from Keelan Rempe, 10 points from Dava Gibbs, and 8 points from Maya Thinking. When we were talking keys going into this game, the main thing I said was how much more firepower is coming back here for Centralia. You can argue the best player on the floor is Sebby Wirtz, but when you talk about overall, who's got this team with the most complete players returning? When you look at the roster, who returns 9 letter winners and 3 starters compared to the team that's only returning two starters and only three letter winners. Centralia brings back a lot of that power from that 26-0 state run last season. Of course, more importantly, they return the one and only Tava Gibbs, the junior post. And in her first game of this season, the fifth game of the year for Centralia, she put on a clinic. Four steals, 10 points, and six rebounds. And the play only becomes more and more impressive and dangerous throughout the season with a player like her. So having Tava Gibbs come back in this lineup, having her pair up with Josie Haberkamp down low, I mean, you are putting TNT and Dynamite right back together underneath there. And that's going to be the gunpowder that the Centralia Panthers are going to work with to create more fireworks as this season goes on. So Centralia improves to 3-2 on the year, 1-0 in the Twin Valley League, as this was the first Twin Valley League matchup for both teams. St. Clyde drops to 6-2 overall and 0-1 in the Twin Valley League. So St. Clyde upcoming here, Valley Heights on their schedule. And for the Centralia Panthers, they have Marysville. This is our post-game show brought to you by Free Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. And real quick, let's give a shout-out to our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. And it is no better fitting to give it to the returning player. Coming off of injury and playing her first game of the season, it's going to none other than Tava Gibbs. 10 points, 4 steals, and 6 rebounds. What a performance by Tava Gibbs. She scored in all 4 quarters and was able to keep herself out there on the floor for the Centralia Panthers. So again, the end score of our girls' game, Centralia, 40-29 over Clifton Clyde. We'll take a quick 3-minute timeout. We'll be right back. We'll dive right into our boys matchup here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Here's your Kansaland Radio listening area forecast. Mainly cloudy skies tonight, a little bit of light snow and freezing drizzle possible, especially before midnight. Not much in the way of snow accumulation, but a few icy spots here and there. Temperatures in the mid-20s, with winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Saturday, a little bit of fog and freezing drizzle early in the day, otherwise sunny, with high temperatures in the mid-40s, and west winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, with temperatures in the upper 20s and southeast winds at 5 to 10. Sunday, partly sunny, with high temperatures in the low 50s and winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Monday, plenty of sunshine, with a high near 60 degrees. On Tuesday, we'll see lots of sun, with highs in the upper 50s to near 60. Wednesday, sunny, with high temperatures in the upper 50s. That's a look at your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller in the Weatherology Weather Center.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
NVCH is proud to have Dr. Thompson in our outpatient clinic. Dr. Thompson is an ophthalmologist who specializes in cataracts. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects the vision. More than half of all Americans will have cataracts by the age of 80, and surgery is the only way to remove a cataract. If you believe that you have cataracts or other eye issues you need to see a specialist for, ask your local physician or optometrist to see Dr. Thompson at NVCH. We're people you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, here on 92.1 KMD. I'm Crittenden Prophet Bobby, back in studio. Here, we'd like to wish everyone a happy new year. Hopefully everyone's break went well, as of course we're getting back into the new season. Of course, school and everything coming up on the way. All these athletes here on the floor going back to high school next week here in the coming week. Right now, here our upcoming matchup is the boys game, Centralia and Clifton Clyde, a Class 1A Division 1 battle, but also a Twin Valley contest on top. 4:45 until we get on to the tip-off. So just a real quick pregame here, jumping into this one, our boys game, our girls one, just ended 40-29. Centralia girls really coming away with a victory. But here's a chance for the Centralia boys to do the same as well. We talked a little earlier on in the night how Centralia, 1-3 start here on this season. They just picked up their first win of the season over Valley Heights in their last game, ending a three-game skid over Nemaha Central, St. Mary's, and Silver Lake. Centralia was able to come up victorious against Valley Heights, 64-33. While Clifton Clyde, they are on a two-game losing streak against St. Beloit, St. John Tipton, 68-39, and also against Bishop Seabury Academy, 60-53. However, Clifton Clyde, the Harrington Sherman, went 3-0 and won it. They beat Chase County 50-46 in the title game. The Centralia Panthers went 12-9 last season, left an 8-2 mark in the Twin Valley League. It was definitely a season of up and downs. We've talked about it once during the season. It was a year that definitely kind of ended on a sour note for Centralia. They had a chance to make a deep run in the postseason, but unfortunately, they were upset in overtime against Blue Valley Randolph, a team that they had just beaten before the quarterfinal game. A couple days prior, 64-52, they were beaten 55-52. This is a Centralia team that returns just two starters and four letter winners, so not a lot of firepower returning this roster. However, one of the best players here in the state, in Quinton Aldifer, at 6'1", the junior, is averaging 20.5 points per game and 2.3 rebounds a game. He's definitely going to be a key here for the Centralia Panthers team to get off to a good start. Here for Clifton Clyde, Dan Kister. It's his first season here at head coach. Clifton Clyde, they went to the state title, for the state championship for the sixth time in program history. Last year, they went 17-6 overall and then 8-2 finish in the Twin Valley League. And they arguably lost the best player here in this league on the boys' side in Jack Scotchney. Jack Scotchney was one of the most high-talented players here from the Twin Valley League. He now continues his tenure up at Cloud County Community College, along with five other letter winners who graduated last season for Clifton Clyde. So this is a team that, again, loses a lot of firepower, loses a lot of seniors. They return just five letter winners and one starter. So, again, this is a good get-right game here for Clifton Clyde, a way to start off the new year, 4-3 so far. Centralia, they're 1-3. So both teams definitely with New Year's resolutions of let's get things going. Let's continue to win games. And let's get off to the right start. Centralia looking to get back above 500. Clifton Clyde trying to stay above 500. All right, we'll take a step aside here for a quick 2 minutes. We'll come back. We'll give you starters. And we'll be right on to tip-off. Again, it's our boys matchup. Centralia and Clifton Clyde, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt and Key shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets,
laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent.